The latest on the whole bear saga, and hopefully terms that the rest of us can understand. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Morning. So this whole thing has been kind of crazy. It's like, all right, so the Bears, Chicago Bears, they're either going to move to Arlington Heights in the suburbs, or they're going to move to Hammond, Indiana. Also the suburbs, but obviously in Indiana.
Right. Just a little bit across, like, the state lines.
Yeah.
But the point is that we all know that they're not staying in Chicago, and that is a fact.
Yeah. And so it all depends on how much the state is willing to give and meet the Bears in the middle. And here is Governor Pritzker basically saying, like, look, we've tried everything we could, but
the reality is I wasn't willing to give up billions of dollars of taxpayer money in order to give it to a billionaire owned team.
Now, as a resident of the state of Illinois, I can appreciate that.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
We don't want our taxes to be higher, but yeah. then also We want to keep the Bears.
Now, here's a great point. I learned a little bit about the difference between what Indiana is offering the Bears and what Illinois is talking about offering the Bears. So there's no official, like, here's what we're doing. There's right. just a lot of, like, talking that's happening.
If they go and build in Hammond, Indiana, the Chicago Bears have to pay $0 in taxes for the next 40 years. They get $1 billion from the state for the stadium, and they get $700 million in infrastructure cost as well.
Yeah, so that's Whoa. Connor Burns from Barstool. Now, what's interesting about that is, so they're literally rolling out the red carpet. You don't have to pay taxes for 40 years, here's $1 billion for the stadium. Here's $700 million for all the infrastructure around it. Whereas Illinois is going to say you're going to have to owe $50 to $200 million in taxes each year. We're not going to give you anything for the stadium. We're not going to give you anything for infrastructure. So infrastructure being, of course, like the roads and the necessary things that it's going to take to get people to
into
these
the
games.
Stadium. Yeah. Right. Okay. See, I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
Because I obviously want the Chicago Bears to stay here. You know what I mean? But then also, it's like, if they go to Indiana, yeah, they're rolling out the red carpet because, and this is no shade, it's Indiana. Like, what else is going on out there? Of course they want the, no, this is for real.
Yeah.
Of course they want the Bears there. And but also, it's like, okay, now you're giving them 40 years of not paying taxes. I am a person that, like, does believe that billionaires should pay taxes.
Well, and so if you're a resident of the state of, the, you of know, Indiana, you yeah. might be like, wow, so all my tax money. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
So, look, so it's I would not know what to say.
You know what's interesting? What we do know is they're not going to be in Chicago.
No.
They're not going to be at Soldier Field. There's just no way that they're going to be able to make that happen in the city. And so then it becomes, all right, well, are you willing to travel to Arlington Heights? Are you willing to travel to Hammond, Indiana? We did. A couple of months ago, we went out and checked out the site in Indiana where they were talking about having the Bears there.
And how long did it take us? Like 25 minutes?
Yeah, it wasn't long at all. We also went at like 10 a.m.
True.
But we learned that it's actually like the Hammond, Indiana site from Soldier Field is actually like 2 miles closer than the Arlington Heights site.
From Soldier Field.
From Soldier Field. So it's not, I guess, maybe it sounds further because you're crossing a state line.
But it's not that far.
But it's not that much
people
further.
Travel to, like, Milwaukee and back in one day.
Right.
I feel like the wherever the Bears play, Bears fans will go.
Yeah, and you can take the South Shore line. Like, there's ways to get there, and it's all going to be fine. And I'm sure no matter where the Bears end up, people are going to go. It's NFL football.
People are going to go, and people are going to complain, regardless.
Yeah. yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. But what we can, I guess, almost confidently say is it's starting to look more like Indiana than it is Illinois.
The Chicago Bears in Northwest Indiana.
The Chicago Bears. You know, there's, but think about, like, the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles or whatever, they like rebranded in some weird way where they have both cities in there.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. It's just going to be the Chicago Bears. But
and the people of Indiana have been very, like, adamant on the fact that we're going to keep the name.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, we're going to be just like Naperville people claiming to be from Chicago.
That's
but
right.
So we're completely different.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. We'll have to wait and see how it all unfolds over the next few years. But I would venture to guess by like 2030, 31, definitely by like 2032, we're going to be traveling a little bit to see some Bears games.
But we'll be traveling
yeah.
nonetheless.
Yeah. All right. So Ed Sheeran is going to be at Soldier Field there's no controversy in this. He's just going to go play at Soldier Field.
Oh, you mean he's not going to decide whether or not he wants to play Arlington or Northwest Indiana for the next 2 years?
No, he's just going to straight up perform at Soldier Field June 27th. It's the Loop Tour. We would love to send you going to play a little game. It's the easiest game. It's called Ed or Another Red. We'll explain it when we get you on the phone. Just come and have some fun with us for Ed Sheeran tickets. 877-591-9696. Call now, and hopefully you'll win that Ed Sheeran tickets. I would say 90% chance you'll win, all right? Shake that thing.
What's going on, guys?
We can't just talk over this.
I think we can. I think we should.
All right. It's B96. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings. It's Pride Month. And Ahmad the Amazing has... Well, this is shifted. It was going to be, let's see how much of an ally you guys are.
No, that's crazy. I would never put y'all in that position.
But you are going to quiz us on all things LGBTQ+.
Just some words and phrases, and I'm just curious.
All right.
And then you in your car can also try to guess what these words mean, and then see how in the
loop you are.
There you go.
In the loop. I'll start off real easy. Clock it. What does clock it mean?
Oh, easy. Clock it means like you are acknowledging something. You're noticing something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Yeah, that's a thing.
You clocked it. Could anybody use it in a sentence?
Oh, man.
Yeah, like...
I think you need two sentences almost to make
it. Yeah. Like, I would say something like, you know, I noticed that girl never tips.
And I would go... Clock it.
There you go.
And we're both acknowledging that girl never tips.
Exactly. I love it. 1 point for the allies.
All right. Yes. In our Valentina era.
Right. Exactly. Next is pickled.
I would say that this is a diss.
It can be, depending on how you take it.
Because if I saw somebody and I went, girl... Look at him.
He looks pickled.
He looks pickled. That sounds like you're saying that they're ugly. Maybe they're aging?
It has something to do with that.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it means that someone's stinky.
Oh, that's a good guess, too.
Like, okay, he's a little pickled.
Pickled means that you've had a lot of plastic surgery.
Oh.
It's mostly used with drag queens. Like, if they got a lot of filler, you're like, oh, sister, you're pickled.
Dang.
Yeah, because you're like...
mean.
But you're, like, preserving your looks. Like, you know, pickles are preserved.
Oh, okay. See, that's one of my biggest fears is that... if I keep doing, like, Botox and lip injections, then I'm going to look pickled. You guys would tell me, right?
I would tell you.
No.
What?
I would.
You want me to... How upset would you be if I went, Carla, we got to talk. You're looking pickled.
No, I would actually appreciate it, dude.
And you would ask.
Yeah,
I wouldn't just be like, girl, you're pickled.
Am I pickled?
Then you got to ask.
Okay.
Before, I'm never just going to offer that up.
Okay, fine.
Because I feel like, when's a good day to do that, right?
When's a good day to let someone know they're pickled?
Yeah. All right, so again, Ahmad is giving, it's Pride Month, and Ahmad is giving us a bit of a pride quiz.
Mm-hmm. The next word is trade. What do you think trade is? Would you like me to use it
in
a
sentence?
Yeah.
So say I'm walking down the street. Oh, no, I'm going to give it away. I would just say, he's trade.
That does not help us at all.
He's trade?
He's trade.
Like a trade worker? Like a blue-collar man?
That's part of it, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's somebody who is a working man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to take it one step further.
Sure.
A man who appears straight.
Bingo.
Oh!
Trade. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But you got there because I helped.
Thank you. No, together. Teamwork makes
teamwork.
The work.
Allyship.
Yeah.
But yeah, trade is like a guy that you wouldn't assume messes around with men, but they do.
And he's
they
like, hey,
do.
Hey, worry not.
I trade.
Well, most trade won't say their trade. Oh. It's a little bit DL type of vibes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, which if you don't know, DL means
down low.
All right. Interesting.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I sniffled into the mic. What does boots the house down mean? I know you've heard it, but what does it mean?
I started hearing this at the moment that I met Carla.
Okay.
And Carla used to say this all the time.
Boots the house down for your nerves.
So that just, I think that just means, I think it's essentially like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Boots the house down. It's just like very like, Carla, you're in this purple blanket, you're giving Grimace boots the house down. Or you could shorten it and be like, you're giving Grimace down. Or it's giving Grimace boots. You could break it up.
I don't know that I completely understand.
Try to use it.
So what? I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt that has a sailboat on it from Old Navy.
Uh-huh. And you're giving dad the house down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Am I?
I mean, yeah.
This is dad vibes?
A little bit.
Is it kind of like saying core? Like dad core?
No.
Cooler. Because, it's cooler.
Yeah, it's cooler. Yeah, it's cooler than that.
Well.
Is it?
Yes, boots the house down.
Okay. Well, slay.
Boots
the house down for you. I don't understand why it's for your nerves, people.
I think that was from a drag queen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now we know. Any others? Do we have a bonus?
Oh, do you want a bonus round? What does it mean to kiki with somebody?
That means to laugh.
Mm-mm.
No?
Well, you can laugh while you do it.
To gossip and party?
Yes.
Okay.
Kiki. And that's it for my LGBTQ plus quiz.
My LGBT quiz.
Well, happy pride.
Wait, I did exactly what straight people do when they take a gay person's exact words and then you say it louder.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to like say that the Q is for quiz.
Okay. Nice.
LGBT quiz.
Not get that.
No, you know what? Have your moment though, King.
Thank you.
It's your month.
Your chance to win your lollipop.
It's B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings. All right, so I want to hear from parents who left their kid for the first time. 877-591-9696. And what happened? Like, did it go super well? Like, maybe you sent them off to daycare or kindergarten or whatever it was that they went away from you for the first time. Maybe it was just with family. Did it go well? Was it a disaster?
You know what? I think as a parent, but if I was a parent and I was dropping my kid off or leaving my kid for the first time anywhere and they didn't bawl their eyes out, I'd be offended.
Oh, well.
I'd be like, what do you mean you don't miss me?
You just never know how kids are going to react.
True.
877-591-9696. Would love to hear from parents who have been down this road. So I took the day off yesterday. It was our 2.5-year-old daughter's first day of daycare / preschool.
Congrats, Dahlia.
Yeah, and it was, you know, exciting for us, but also like a milestone of sorts because now she's going to be in a situation where she's going to have like this new routine. And we've been hyping her up for it for like a month. We've been like, all right, you're going to go to school. We've even driven her by and shown her the school. And,
oh, so she was like aware that this was happening.
Yeah. And we've been like, what are you most excited about? And she's been like, I'm going to make friends.
Oh.
Make friends. Like, she's been really excited about making friends. And I said, you know, I've said at the end of the day, mommy and daddy will come pick you up. But I don't think that she connected that meant that we are going to leave her there. I think she thought we were all going to school.
She's like, oh my gosh, I love school. I love that mom school and dad are going to be there.
Yeah. And so we get in there and they told us at the preschool, they're like, hey, one mistake that a lot of parents make is they want to stick around and make it a whole long, sad goodbye. What we'll do is you'll say goodbye. You'll give your kid a hug and a kiss, and then we're going to come in the room and shut the door and part ways and not make it a whole thing. And I was like, okay, because that just prolongs the separation.
So they're just trying to gaslight the kid into like...
Well, yeah. Well, and the parents, you know, because I think you have a natural tendency to want to comfort your kid.
Right.
But no matter what, when you leave, it's going to be a disaster. So I gave her a kiss on the head, and then she took her in there and shut the door.
Oh.
And that was it.
Oh,
Stacy, my wife didn't even get to give her a hug, and she was like, "Oh my god, I feel so bad."
But did you hear her?
Yep.
Screaming,
and so we just scurried out of there, and then we just went and had the day to ourselves because I took the day off. So we went and had breakfast at Beatrix. We had the time of our lives yesterday, just being parents without stress of child. However, did we spend the entire day
thinking about her?
They have this app that you go on. Parents will probably understand this. They have this app where they update you on your kid's day, and they send pictures and stuff. And so I'm like refreshing, and they're like...
Daycare Snapchat.
It's like 11-something, we haven't seen anything yet, and I'm wondering. And Stacey's like, don't message him.
You message them.
I messaged him. Hey, just checking in on Dahlia's first day. And so they sent back some pictures, and they're like, she's doing fine. She's not like smiling, but she's playing with toys and stuff.
Aww. How did you not run back in the classroom as soon as you heard your child go,
I know. Well, that's the whole thing. They don't want you to do all that to do is just piss them off. And at some point, you got to cut the cord, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we go to pick her up, and she was thrilled to see us, but it was like this emotional, like this relief, this stress that was lifted off of her shoulders.
She thought she was going to be there forever.
She saw us and then cried, but also like ran toward us and hugged us. But then all night she was telling us about her day. And so I was like, well, this is a good thing. She got to play with toys. And so I, of course, asked her.
Dahlia, did you have fun at school today?
Yeah.
Do you want to go back tomorrow?
No.
But you get to see Miss Ingrid.
No.
Did you make any friends?
No.
Yes?
Mama.
So, you want to go back to school?
No. Mama.
So then the idea of going back, she was like, I want Mama. Don't ask me about this. And so I was like, you don't want to go to school tomorrow? And she was like, no. So now I think it's even worse because now she knows she's going to be left there.
Right, right, right.
So Stacy is going to have a tough time this morning.
Oh, and it's just going to be your wife because you're here.
Right.
Well, Dahlia, if you can hear us.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fine. But I wonder, what was it like for other parents? 877-591-9696. The first time you left your kid, Amy. Where are you calling from, Amy?
I'm calling from DeMont, Indiana.
Okay, cool. So this is interesting. So this is sort of the other end. This was not daycare or preschool. This was college when you dropped your daughter off.
Exactly.
Oh, Amy, how was that when you close the door and you know she's immediately going to go out and party?
Right. Well, I just looked at her and gave her a big hug and said, I always taught you right from wrong, and I trust in you. Be careful.
Wow. Oh, and did you cry?
I did.
And did she cry?
Well, a little bit. I think I'm more emotional, but yes, you could tell she was kind of fighting it back, holding it back.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, I dread, yeah. You know what, you're on kind of the other end of things. I dread that day too, because you start to realize that this whole thing where you're raising your kids
is temporary.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sad.
It is.
And the whole idea is to, you know, you raise them to become an adult, not to be a permanent fixture in your household. Oh,
although
man.
You wish you could keep her like a doll on your bed. So, Amy, was that this year?
No, she's actually been out of school for a while now doing well. She lives in Chicago, in fact.
Oh.
So,
cool.
She's doing really well.
Yeah. So she's close enough. She's close by.
Yeah, she's never been more than maybe an hour away. Hasn't been too bad.
All right. I love that. Well, thank you for the story and have an amazing day, okay?
You also. Thank you.
Cool. New anxiety unlocked.
Yeah, but also like a new perspective, you know?
Yeah.
Like these types of goodbyes and these type of milestones, they keep coming.
877-591-9696. What happened the first time that you left your kid somewhere? Could be preschool. I guess it could be college, too. Would love to hear from you. It's B96. It's B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings. I want to hear from the parents at 877-591-9696. You left your kid for the first time, and what happened? Jaleesa is in Waukegan, and so this was, you were postpartum and you left your kid for the first time.
Correct.
Yeah, what happened? How did it go? Like how postpartum, how early on?
So I was a single mom at the time, and so when I left him for the first time, I was just now going back to work. So, you know, you have that like 6 weeks auto work and things that.
Who did you leave your kid with?
Excuse me?
Who did you leave the kid with, the baby with?
I left my baby with my mom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so at least you trust your mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you trust your mom, of course, but then it's like when you're going through postpartum, you have these feelings that you're not used to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and honestly, my postpartum started literally maybe like 2 hours right after he was born.
Oh, wow.
So it was like automatic. Yeah, so it was automatic. I knew something was off. I was kind of scared to talk about it because, you know, people don't talk about these things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stigma
for postpartum, you know? So I left him and I just kept having this, like, dark thought in the back of my mind, like, my mom's doing something to my baby.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, that's so scary.
It is. is. It's scary. And it's like, so of course I'm constantly texting. I'm constantly calling. She's like, he's okay. He's okay. And it's like, me and my mom had a discussion because it made her feel like I didn't trust her. And it's like, it's not you, it's me. So then that's when it opened up the discussion of postpartum. And I found out my mom had postpartum with me, and it's hereditary.
Yeah. That's it's very interesting. And like, your rational mind can tell you like, well, it's my mom. I trust my mom raised me. Like,
right.
But there's that little creature that lives in your brain that's like making stuff up and, you know, really kind of thinks the worst possible case scenarios, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
But everything turned out okay. And now mom's the number one trusted babysitter.
Correct.
There we go. Because you know what? Eventually, when mom's taking care of the baby for free, you're like, ah, the baby's fine.
Right. You know, baby's fine. It's okay. Trust your mom. Like you said, nothing happened to me. So.
Well, and thank you for bringing that up about postpartum, because it's something that I think that the rest of us who haven't been through that, you know,
would not understand.
Guys, girls who have not, you know, had a baby would not understand. Like, it's a rush of hormones and stuff that really can really, you know, from my understanding, obviously, I'm a dude, really make things dark. And so I appreciate you sharing that with us, Jaleesa.
Yes, of course. I just felt like it was something that needed to be talked about. Because like you said, people don't talk about those feelings, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the number one things that I've heard, because I haven't had kids, but a lot of people do say that when you first become a mom, there are all these things that you could have never even known to ask. So it's very new, and thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Thanks for listening.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, it's this crazy thing that when you have a kid, because it's like the highest reward thing I think you can do, but also the highest risk thing that you can do, because you learn that you, and I'm sure it's so annoying, because as a person who didn't have a kid until I was 37, I understand how annoying parents can be. But let me say this. You learn a love that you've never understood, but it also creates the highest value risk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the thing is, I don't understand it, but like, I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Because I don't have kids, but I know that is like the most intense thing that you can probably do.
It is.
In this life.
It's wild.
You know what
I
mean?
And we're like biologically programmed for it. It's really, you know, to love your kids. Stephanie in Chicago. So this is interesting. The first time that you left a kid, you left your kid, I should say. you work in a daycare and it was still tough for you.
Yes. So I've been working in this daycare for 3 years now. And then I know the caller before me, you know, maternity leave is so crazy. So at 2 months, I went back to work and her classroom was going to be next to mine. We have like a window that is see-through. It doesn't have a window. It's like, you know, just like a blank square. So I thought, hi, sorry.
It's okay.
That person doesn't know that they were just on the radio.
Yeah. What are you, picking up your coffee?
Yeah. So I was going to work. I was able to see her, and I was bawling. I said, my baby, I'm not going to be with her. You know, I was with her for 2 months, and it's my first baby. It was, you know, I was doing it all by myself. So I was like, my baby, I'm going to leave her to, like, you know, my coworkers. It, thank God, you know, everything's been good. She loves it there now. She's 15 months. She's still in that classroom. I still can see her, hear her. She's a little bit more chaotic now. But the first week for all the parents is always the same. It's going to be cries. But after the week, she gets new friends, you know. She's going to be very excited to go to school.
Is that what you think generally about a week is the stressful period?
Yeah.
And then they start to go, okay, fine, this is a routine, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because either the parents are crying or the kids are crying, but tears are happening from either side.
No matter what, there's going to be tears. Thank you so much for that, Stephanie. And really insightful coming from somebody who works in a daycare as well. Have a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Coming up, it's B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings. Hold on. We got to change up the vibe just a little bit. Breaking news. In the world of Carla's dating life, I don't know much, But Carla's about to tell us a story involving the gentleman who we used to call Coach, who she was seeing for a while, and then that ended. Mm-hmm. And all I know is I've been told there is an update. What even could this mean?
There is an update.
Okay.
Okay, so remember how I told you that, like, he started running out of nowhere? And so, because I started running a lot last year, and so then he decided to also add
I thought you guys were, like, in a run club together.
Oh, yeah, he started going to my run club.
Oh, okay.
After. Not mine. It's not mine, but, like, the same one
the same one,
it's
yeah.
It's
yours. It's his now. He goes more than I do. Mm. But, so over the weekend, I ran the Meet You 5K.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he had told me while we were dating that he was also going to run the Meet You 5K, which at the time was not a problem.
Because you were dating.
Because we were dating. Slash, also, he used my code to get a discount on the tickets.
Oh!
Which makes me so angry. Anyway, so, but there was...
Gotta save a buck.
Right. There were 7,000 runners at this race. So I was like, the odds of me running into him, literally zero. In fact, I didn't even think, or I didn't even, like, think to look for him. You know what I mean? So at the end of the race, there's, like, this huge party where they bring a bunch of, like, bands, and it's, like, it's lit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, running towards the bands because I hear one of my favorite songs start to play. And it was like a scene out of a movie. I look up, and he's standing there. Straight line, this light of, sign of light?
Line of sight?
There you go.
That made me forget what it
was. Straight line of sight. In a sea of 7,000 people, there he is. Coach. He looks at me, and I look at him.
Wow.
And I was smiling, but my smile, like, faded.
You're like,
I was so caught off guard. And then he just waves at me. And so then I half smile and I wave back. And so I keep dancing with my friends or whatever. And I'm like awkwardly next to his group of friends, which was not on purpose, I swear.
I know. There's 7,000
people. 7,000
people.
So then I was like, oh, he probably thinks that I'm like standing here because I want him to see me. But like, that's not why I'm here. You know, so finally I was like, I just got to get out of here. So I left. But I texted him.
Of course you did. This is the least surprising thing.
I texted him afterwards, and I said,
hey, it was good seeing you.
No,
what are the chances in 7,000 people? The universe bringing us together.
You would say that, too.
No, okay. So I need your guys' help to let me know if you think that our conversation is flirty or not. Because I texted him basically to apologize, because I feel like when my smile faded, I thought that it looked like, I don't know, mean.
Oh, okay.
And he had
look
told
at you
me,
overthinking.
Yeah, very.
And he had told me that one of his exes he saw like in the wild again afterwards, and he tried to say hi, and she was mean to him, and it like.
Oh,
really
so this stuck in your head. By the way, if you're just joining us, Carla ran into somebody that she was dating, who we call Coach.
Coach, right?
At the Meet You 5K over the weekend, and they saw each other. She smiled. He smiled.
And then I texted him, and then he texted back. So. Let me know if you think this conversation is like a little bit flirty or if I'm just like absolutely delusional.
Okay, and so Ahmad is going to play Coach and you're going to play
myself.
You.
Okay. Let me put on my straight voice.
So I texted him and I said, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like not smile when I saw you. I think it just caught me off guard.
I thought you smiled a little. LOL. No worries. How was your run?
Why are
you reading it like that?
Because that's how I imagine it.
I'm glad you're not straight. If you were straight, you'd be horrified.
Please.
Creepy.
This is how you all sound. Just kidding.
Okay, so he could have just said, all good, but instead, he asked me a question.
Yeah.
So I continued the conversation, and I said, well, tried to get a half smile in for sure. Laughed everyone, so my run was good. How was yours?
Laughed my blank off. Stop lying, Pinocchio nose. You didn't lap me because I didn't see you.
And then I said, I was just so fast and I didn't stop because I didn't want you to feel slow.
Ah, okay. I must have blinked when you passed me.
That happens a lot when I lap people. It's the new shoes that I got. This is flirty, right?
This is very flirty.
Okay.
I told you.
Thank you.
I know it's flirty since Pinocchio nose.
We don't have to continue the conversation.
Okay.
Because it's all just like us flirting.
Yeah.
We're no longer texting right now, but I feel like this has opened up the door.
This has opened up the door. Did you ask him, is he still seeing that other person?
Let me tell you how much I don't care about that.
Okay.
Period.
It's just a question.
Hey, go get your man.
So, what's going to happen now?
Oh, probably nothing.
No, not nothing. go get your guy. So, wait a minute. Are you going to fall in love again?
No, I don't know. I think I'm for sure going to like probably drunk text him at some point this weekend.
Okay. Mm,
so. Sounds like you're missing something else.
What? Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know what? It was fun. And why not?
Yeah, you
it's
guys,
the summertime.
You guys had a vibe.
It doesn't even have to have like any feelings. I don't even like him anymore, obviously.
That's not obvious.
Yeah, I would say obvious, but
there are more obvious things in this life.
Well, it's because he like looks so good. He like
He like what?
He looks so good. He lost a bunch of weight.
He had that post-run glow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, look at that chiseled jaw and amazing beard that I've always liked.
Wow. So, will Carla end up with Coach? We're going to have to get an update after you drunk text him this weekend. Why don't you just text him now?
I'll either end up with him or under him, but either way, we're right. Fine.
Period.
Update fun. Needed ASAP, all right? Can't crush Carla. We'll get you on the phone for that coming up next.
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
Can't crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's say hello to Edna in Chicago. Good morning, Edna.
Good morning.
You ready to win $1,000?
Hopefully.
All right. Start by throwing Carla out of here.
All right, Carla. Get out of here, please.
Okay, just because you asked nicely.
All right, so it's 5 pop culture questions. You have to get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. You will win $1,000. All right, here we go with question number 1. Dua Lipa married actor Callum Turner at a low-key ceremony in London over the weekend. Charlie XCX, Donatella Versace, and Elton John were all in attendance. True or false, Dua Lipa has never won a Grammy? Question number 2. Chapel Roan doesn't have social media on her phone so she can avoid any negativity online. And she said, I'm in a very privileged position, excuse me, where I can be like, I'm not going to be on this and I'll be fine. What is Chapel Roan's nickname? You're going to have to give me something. Chapel Roan nickname? Chapel Roan nickname in 3, 2, and no answer. All right, question number 3. Anna Kendrick is set to direct the movie adaptation of the popular novel The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Which musical did Anna Kendrick star in as the lead of an a cappella group?
Pitch Perfect.
Question number 4. Chicago's Grant Park will host Pokemon Go Fest this weekend. Players will be able to go on special quests and discover rare Pokemon. What is the main character's name in the original Pokemon series?
Ash?
Question number 5. Taylor Swift is releasing a song on Friday for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack called I Knew It, I Knew You. It's about the cowgirl Jessie, so it'll be a return to Taylor's country roots. What year was Taylor Swift born?
Oh my God. 1989?
All right, let's get Carla back in here. While she's on the way in, you're an automotive technician. What kind of automotive technician?
Correct. I work for Volvo.
You work for Volvo. What exactly do you do? Do you fix Volvos at the dealership or?
Yep. I work on cars. I fix them, maintain them, everything.
Oh.
Pulling out engines.
I love that. What a cool career. By the way, I have a partnership with Lincoln Tech and they basically, you could go there if you want to be an automotive technician, and they have other cool careers and stuff like that. And that's what Edna does. She's an automotive technician. She works at the Volvo dealership and fixes cars.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. So you don't ever have to depend on anybody else when things go awry with your car.
Nope. I'll do it.
You know what? Hell yeah. Love that. Welcome back, Carla. 4 correct for Edna in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty good. Let's see how you do. Question number 1. Dua Lipa married Callum Turner at a low-key ceremony in London over the weekend. Charlie XCX, Donatella Versace, and Elton John were all in attendance. True or false, Dua Lipa has never won a Grammy?
False.
False. She's won 3, including Best New Artist.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 2. Chapel Roan doesn't have social media on her phone so she can avoid any negativity online, and she says, quote, I'm in a very privileged position where I could be like, I'm not going to be on this, and I'll be fine. What is Chapel Roan's nickname?
She is the Midwest Princess.
That is correct. Question number 3. Anna Kendrick is set to direct the movie adaptation of the popular novel The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Which musical did Anna Kendrick star in as the lead of an a cappella group?
Pitch Perfect.
That is right.
Yeah, she was part of the Bellas, right? Is what they called them?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Awkward. No.
Is that what they do?
Really? I don't know. They have like a bunch of little sayings in the movie.
I don't know. saying more. I still haven't seen it.
Okay, sorry.
So, I'm sure, though. Question number four, Chicago's Grant Park will host Pokemon Go Fest this weekend. Players will be able to go on special quests and discover rare Pokemon.
Oh, how cool!
What is the main character's name in the original Pokemon series?
Like the one who catches the Pokemon?
Sure.
Ash?
Ash Ketchum. That is correct. You both got that right.
Slay.
Question number five. Taylor Swift is releasing a song on Friday for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack called I Knew It, I Knew You. It's about the cowgirl, Jessie, so it's going to be a return to Taylor's country roots. What year was Taylor Swift born?
1989. Come on.
We all knew that. So five for Carla, just four for Edna in Chicago. And while she can fix your Volvo, she can't.
You can't?
Crush.
Okay, sorry.
You know what you have to say, right?
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
I can't coach Carlos.
Yeah, I had your microphone off because earlier there was a bunch of noise coming. No, you can't crush Carla, but we enjoyed having you on today. We invite you to try back. You did pretty good.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
Thank you. Yeah.
Have a wonderful day. And we'll talk to you again soon,
you too.
Edna. All right. Yeah, tomorrow morning, 7:50, another chance to crush Carla for $1,000.
Yeah. Do you want $1,000? I don't know. Try again tomorrow.
It's Morgan Carla Mornings on B96.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Morgan Carla Mornings.
So Denise in Andersonville, so you're dating this guy. He seems great, but you're discovering a bit of a red flag about him.
Yeah, I'm realizing my boyfriend literally asks everyone to marry him.
Literally asks everyone to marry him? That sounds...
As a joke, or...
sounds intense.
No, it's true. It feels that way, at least.
Okay, so tell us your story with this guy.
Well, we've been together for about 3 months.
Okay.
And, yeah, he's always referencing his ex-fiance, and, like, she always... is kind of a topic of conversation. I thought it was just like maybe one specific woman.
Oh.
But over time, I'm realizing it's actually different stories, different proposals each time.
Okay. Oh, like different fiancés.
So he's gotten engaged multiple times is what you're discovering.
Yeah, like he explained one was at a lakefront at sunset. One was at a Bulls game on the Jumbotron.
Okay.
And one was while we were kayaking, or while he was kayaking.
Okay, so he hasn't asked you to marry him yet.
No.
But it is odd that he would want to tie the knot that many times and has bought that many engagement rings.
Do you know exactly how many times he's been engaged?
Yeah, I was like thinking about, you know, this sounds like multiple engagements. So I straight up asked him and he said he's been engaged 4 times.
Oh.
Does he know what being engaged means? Because
and none of these turned into a marriage?
Never. Yeah, he never got married. Just proposed.
Oh, that's very interesting. So he does literally ask everybody to marry him, but he hasn't gotten to you yet, though you're only 3 months in.
It's coming.
has he said why none of these engagements have evolved into a wedding or a marriage?
The point of the engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked, and he said, like, they all had good justification. Like, okay, one cheated on him.
Okay.
One chose her career in another country, and he said one was just straight up crazy.
Oh.
Was she always crazy, or did he drive her there?
Yeah, that's... Well, okay, so aside from his multiple engagements, which I could see why that would be a little bit of a red flag, tell us about your relationship with him. Like, obviously, you know, you're considering being with him despite this sort of red flag.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. We have a lot of fun. And, I mean, overall, he's an amazing guy. But I'm definitely freaked out about a guy who gets engaged 4 times and then never gets married from one.
Yeah, it's giving that he doesn't think it's as important as it actually is. Asking somebody to get married with you.
That's pretty serious.
Is a commitment for the rest of your life. And to have casually done that 4 times and none of them went through is absolutely concerning. And you have every right to be wondering if this is correct or not. or a match or a mistake?
I mean, I think I would have rather him say he was a divorce guy.
Yeah, being divorced in your 30s is so chic.
Yeah, at least the divorce guy, like, got to the wedding part and the marriage part. This is very interesting. So, essentially, if you're just tuning in, Denise in Andersonville is with this guy for about 3 months, and she's realizing through his stories that he has not just an ex-fiancé, he has ex-fiancés. This man has been engaged several times.
Plural.
Four, to be exact. So, four times he said, will you marry me? They said yes, and then it didn't turn into a marriage.
Them knees are bruised up.
Yes. Stop proposing. And I will say, like, he did a proposal by the lakefront. He did one on the river. He loves water proposals, apparently.
Yeah. He's going to run out of places in Chicago to propose to. He's already done the lakefront.
Yeah. I mean, what he did one at a Bulls game on the Jumbotron.
There's always 360 Chicago in the John Hancock building.
yeah, I mean, you could do that. He's going to have to figure that part out if you get to that point. But we need to figure out if you're even going to continue in a relationship with this guy. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. Can we please hear from the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia? And would you run if you realized a guy had been engaged four times and didn't actually get married?
Yeah, because it's kind of a red flag that he wants to be married so badly he's willing to ask four different women before you. But also, everyone has a past.
So, yeah, and I will say there are some people, some guys, I have a friend that's like this, who my theory is, I've always called it chasing butterflies. And it's people who chase those exciting moments. Your first kiss, the first time you hook up, you getting engaged. Like, people who chase those exciting moments, and then after that, they get bored.
Yeah, but on the fifth engagement, it's not going to be exciting anymore. He's going to start getting married for real.
That's true. Yeah. Well, yeah. So is this a match? Could this be a match? Or is he just a serial proposal guy?
I have never heard of such thing, because engagement rings are expensive.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know what?
If he's got it like that, marry him, girl.
Green flag if you can afford that many engagement rings. 877-591-9696. We want to hear from you. Is it a match or is it a mistake? So, Denise in Andersonville needs a little bit of help today on B96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings in Match or Mistake. You see, her boyfriend has been engaged so many times.
Yeah, but I mean, not married.
Not married. He's not like married and divorced, but he is a guy that likes to get engaged.
Yeah, he does. He's not afraid of commitment.
Hi, what's your name? Nice to meet you. Oh, will you marry me? Like, he goes right in for the kill. Now, he hasn't gotten engaged with her yet, but she's seeing it as kind of a red flag of like, how do you get engaged so many times and then never get married?
Yeah, how can you think this many people were your soulmates and then get it wrong that many times?
Yeah. Now, Susan is in Oak Brook, and so you say it's a mistake. Why?
I've had this experience, and I can tell you, the guy checked all the boxes.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, and strung you in and hooked you on.
Right.
And then over about a year into it, you know, it kind of started getting to the point where I was like, where's this headed?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it started coming out in the wash that he had maybe four prior fiancés at that point.
Four?
And his father came up to me, very noble man, and said, Susan, my son, I love him. He's a lot of fun, but he's never getting married. And after that honest conversation, I had a think about it, and, you know, we ended up moving on. And he moved on almost immediately, got engaged to the very next woman, got the invitations out, and it got called off.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a pattern with these people.
That's so interesting.
What are they like? The attention? Making it seem like
I
they're
think
this?
They just have some deep-rooted issue around having, like, validation and not getting enough and never is enough. Who knows?
Wow.
Very, very nice guy. Still friendly.
You know what's interesting?
After the long...
It feels like if you're a person that loves the engagement but not the marriage, you want so badly for somebody to commit to you, but then you also are not willing to commit.
Right.
So you're like, please,
exactly.
Please acknowledge that you will commit to me, but then...
Don't actually.
But then when it comes time to actually getting married, they're like, ooh, I don't know about all that.
Wow, that's really interesting.
It's also the Peter Pan theory that they never grow up. And they just want to just have this ongoing
engagement.
Hey,
you know,
that hurt. choices to make, but I invested way too much time looking back in hindsight. I'd rather these young ladies, you know, cut their losses and, you know, keep their options open so that they're not looking at the, you know, the time of their life when it may be more important for them to have that commitment,
mm-hmm.
than wait on it.
Yeah. No, you know what? That's valuable insight from somebody who's been down that path. And, you know, there is that, those guys that just never grow up, and you meet a guy and they're 47 years old and you're like, and they believe in some level that they're 20.
Yeah. Know? Well, they're acting like it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Usually a lot of fun, very charming, you know, say all the right things, but you got to like watch their actions, not mm-hmm. their words, if you will.
Yeah. Fascinating. Well, thank you for sharing that real life experience there with us, Susan.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
That's a very strong vote for mistake.
Yeah. Now, is this on Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
Andrea in Portage Park. You say it could very well be a match.
I do, because I was in this situation myself. So my now husband of close to 12 years, mm-hmm. he was engaged prior twice.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. But his first one cheated on him. So that's what broke off the engagement. And the second one just really was very afraid of commitment. And she was the one that was like, they had a really long engagement. She couldn't pull the trigger. And she's still not married to this day.
Wow.
He proposed to me. I was nervous that I said yes. And we've been married for 12 years. So it's not always... Yeah.
It really has worked out in your case.
Correct. So I was the third fiance and it's sticking.
Yeah.
So I say it could be a match. Give him, you know, it could be the lady.
Yeah, well,
they say the third time's the charm.
That's what I was gonna say.
But I do believe that she's like the fourth.
Yeah, yeah, no.
She's the fourth, so I don't know, yeah.
You really would have to go...
Golden.
You'd have to have a conversation and go, okay, tell me like the real truth behind all these engagements.
Why didn't they work out?
Right. Because it's easy to be like, well, that one cheated, this one, this. But, you know, if you were to learn a little bit more about those stories, is he, you know, because if it is just by chance, then you don't want to miss out on something great.
Right.
But if he is somebody who is a serial fiance, then you don't want that.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So I don't know. Give him a chance.
Well, thank you so much for that and have a great day. Okay.
You too.
Bye. All right. Bye. Okay. 877-591-9696. So it's Denise, and she's trying to figure out if she should, you know, continue on in a relationship with this guy that she found out just loves to get engaged.
Has been engaged many times. Yeah. We have a really strong vote for mistake, really strong vote for match.
Who wants to be the tiebreaker? 877-591-9696. It's Moog and Carla Mornings, B96. All right, so coming up at 8:40, we have a chance for you to win $1,000 if you win our trivia game. We call it Moog's Mega Minute. It's basically just 10 trivia questions in a minute. If you get them all right, we give you $1,000. Super duper easy.
Honestly, people win all the time.
Yeah. So it's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96, and we have Denise, who is in this situation where her boyfriend, she found out, apparently proposes to everybody.
Yeah, he's been down on that knee many times.
Yeah. Permanent bruising, one might say. 877-591-9696. If you found out that the person that you're with just happens to get engaged all the time but doesn't get married, is that
like
a red
missing,
flag?
Right?
What's going on there? Sarah in Chicago, you say it's a mistake.
100%. Promiscuous boy is an empire.
I see what you did there.
Are you in a, what's that sound behind you? It sounds like you're in a very loud place.
Yeah, I know. I was on hold for a long time and I'm waiting to work. So I'm in
Well, we appreciate you staying on hold. So what is your thought? You say it's a mistake, but why?
Why?
Yeah.
Just because he's reflecting on past, you know, engagements, to say the least.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he's already passed three times now. He's going to possibly be on four. I mean, how long or short of the engagement was it, too? I mean, it's just a concern and it's a total red flag.
Yeah.
No way.
Would you need to know more information, you know, or would you be like, no, I can't do this?
I can't do this. Yeah. No way. You're wasting your time.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think we need a little more information on it, because if for whatever reason he's the good guy and he has been wronged that many times, like, I would hate for her to miss out on a person.
If his red flag is that before you he just couldn't pick him.
It could be, right? I mean, I don't know. You don't know the story. It's the other girls, too. So.
It sounds like you're in a real scary place.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah, no, it's on Northfield.
Because it sounds like you're in, like, a haunted house or something. It sounds really...
Yeah, no, are you
okay, Sarah?
Yeah, your laugh right now was like...
No, totally fine.
Okay. All right. Yes. Take care of yourself today, okay?
Goodbye, Sarah.
So anyway,
back to
Denise's situation.
Which is also scary.
This is also a little bit scary. Denise, after everything you heard, do you think it's going to be a match or do you think it's going to be a mistake?
I honestly feel like, you know, at least we got to a point where he could ask somebody and not just somebody, but four different people to marry him.
Definitely not afraid of commitment.
Yeah, they did say yes.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, they did when he told me. And, you know, he took it to that level. So they had a great relationship to that point of which it's just some things don't work out. And people do realize, you know, forever is forever. Yeah. I think they all had really valid reasons. I mean, one cheated on him. Yeah, they shouldn't get married. Yeah. They both kind of agreed upon that they would dismantle. I mean, one chose their career in another country. That's great. I mean... Yeah. And one was crazy. You can't fix crazy.
Well, that was a little bit of a red flag for me because you don't know the whole story. And as long as he's being truthful, then it does make sense. And you wouldn't want to miss out on something great over happenstance, I guess is what you could call that.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it could work out for him and I this time, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm the one that he asks.
Yeah. Yeah. And when he asks you, you know he won't be nervous. He'll be confident. He's been down this road several times.
He knows a lot of really good photographers and some great spots in the city already.
Well, good for you for seeing it through. And I hope that works out. And we wish you the best, okay?
Thank you.
Fifth time's the charm. Everyone says that.
Show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Minuteman.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moog's Mega Minuteman. What's up, Beth in Garfield Ridge? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Hoping that you win $1,000 today. We'll see how you do. 10 trivia questions in 1 minute. If you get them all correct, that money is yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. We'll start real easy. What month are we currently in?
June.
That's correct. Where is the White House located?
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Washington, D.C.
That's correct. What is the Spanish word for goodbye?
Adios.
Correct. Who sings the song I Will Always Love You?
Whitney Houston.
That's correct. What is the name of the mascot for Pillsbury?
Doughboy.
What's that?
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
That's correct. Halfway there, name one of the teams in the NBA Finals.
Oh, God. Pass.
Which band currently has a residency at the Sphere?
U2?
Incorrect. Name one of the birthstones for June.
Oh, God. Pass.
What type of animal was Wilbur in Charlotte's Web?
It was a pig.
That's correct. Horripilation is the medical term for what?
I'm sorry, did you repeat that?
The last one was horripilation is the medical term for what?
Big hit.
It's actually the medical term for goosebumps.
But I like big hips.
I like that too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have horripilation if that's the
right.
Case.
My horripilation doesn't lie. Name one of the teams in the NBA Finals, Carla.
Either the New York Knicks or the San Antonio Spurs. Who you got, Moog?
I guess New York Knicks.
Oh, really? I'm going for the Spurs.
All right.
I like an underdog story.
Can I tell you, I have no skin in the game, though, so go Spurs.
Okay, yeah, go Spurs!
Are we Spurs?
We're Spurring. All right.
Which band...
That means.
We're Spurring?
I don't know if that's a real word.
Which band currently has a residency at the Sphere?
No Doubt, with Gwen Stefani.
So you two did, and also the Backstreet Boys did. Backstreet Boys will return, but right now it's No Doubt. Name one of the birthstones for June?
Pearl, Alexandrite, or Moonstone?
Yeah, and then horripilation, the medical term for goosebumps. And I loved the question about Wilbur and Charlotte's Web being a pig because Wilbur is such a great name for a pig.
Wilbur.
That's a great name for a pig.
Yeah, no, that's like a little Willy.
Yeah.
Little Bert.
Yeah. It was just a cute little pig. All right, so you did not win Moog's Mega Minute, unfortunately, Beth.
No, I sure did not.
But we enjoyed having you on.
Thank you. I'm just glad I got through.
Yeah, have a great day, and we invite you to try back. We do this every single weekday at 8:40. One of these days, you'll make it happen, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Honestly, we got to get these little victories real quick. I was just looking at the time. We're so late.
Yeah, we low-key are, but you know what? It's never too late to get at least one little victory in. Tell us something good.
877-591-9696. Celebrating you and your little victories coming up next. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings and little victories as we wrap up the show today. Why don't we start with Dana in Woodridge? What is your little victory?
I'm the owner of Hollywood Boulevard. We just launched our whole new menu, which was a huge feat after 20 years of the same stuff.
Ah!
Woo, so what is one new thing on your menu that everyone has to try?
We did dessert nachos. So it's like brownie and churro chips with ice cream and candy and a bunch of fun stuff.
You are speaking my language.
Dana. You should have, Moe's mouth dropped.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, so you said you're over at Hollywood Boulevard. That's a movie theater, right?
Yep.
So did you call us before, Dana? Do I vaguely remember that you had you bought this movie theater and then now you've revamped the menu?
Yeah, you guys told me to call and give you some updates.
Yeah,
we did the menu. We started construction. We're staying open through everything, but
you know what?
It's been amazing. My team has been amazing.
I want to try these dessert nachos.
I do too,
and I want to come see a movie out there one of these days because that just sounds like so much fun. And I love to support a cool local business.
100%. We're so excited for you and for the new menu. Thank you for sharing. And where can people find you on Instagram?
Hollywood Boulevard Cinema.
Period.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to follow you right now, and I'm going to come out there and see a movie.
Yeah.
And have those nachos.
You should watch Obsession. It's so good.
Is it good?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Yes.
What are you showing right now?
Obsession. We're definitely showing Back Rooms. This weekend, Scary Movie opens and Masters of the Universe.
Okay, cool.
Which has epic merch. It is so cool, these swords that they sent us.
All right. Wow. So Hollywood Boulevard Cinema, and that's in Woodridge, right?
Yep.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that, and congrats on the new menu. Have a great day, okay?
See you soon, Dana.
Thank you, Grace.
Bye. Let's see. We'll go with Lupe in Logan Square. So it's graduation season. Who in your world is graduating?
My grandson, Michael, and my granddaughter, Jasmine, from 8th grade tomorrow.
Oh, both of them?
Yes.
Are they twins?
Huh?
Are they twins?
No, same age though, 14, and go to the same school. And yes, tomorrow's graduation day, and today is their luncheon. They'll be going to Fogo the Chow for their luncheon today.
What?
Oh, that's so great!
In eighth grade? Yes. That's insane. We were lucky on special days, we would get Little Caesars.
Now they get Fogo de Chao.
Man, well, congratulations to them. That is very exciting as they head into high school next year. That's crazy.
They're out in Logan Square. I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah.
They get Fogo out there.
That's right. Well, hey, thanks for sharing that and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye, Lupe.
Ashley, our friend Ashley from the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia out in Hammond, Indiana, is celebrating her daughter.
Yeah.
Which one?
She is my baby. My oldest. She's 19, but she is graduating high school today.
Oh.
Yay.
That's so exciting. So off into the world she goes. Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you sad? Are you happy? Is it everything?
It's all of it. I've felt like I've been doing really well, especially considering everything.
Yeah.
But I already have cried today.
Oh, you know what? That's okay.
It sounds like you're about to cry right now. It's an exciting time.
It
is.
Without getting into all her business, Ashley has had a tough beginning of the year here. And if you need to cry, you cry. Just make sure you stay hydrated, okay? Replace those tears with water.
My youngest, Willow, she's got an app on her phone to keep us hydrated. I will.
You can always count on the youngest to get everyone
to handle
on track.
The business. Yeah. Well, we love you, Ashley. Congratulations, really, and thank you for sharing that, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys, too.
Love
all
right,
bye.
You.
Bye.
Let's talk to Marlene in Bolingbrook. Your little victory, so this is your actually your sister's, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's another graduation.
Yeah, she graduated from her doctorate, so she's a CRNA now.
Wow. Doctor sister.
Well, yes.
You know, once somebody.
Now. She's my little sister.
Once somebody gets that doctor title, they've got that for everything they do. So, like, my wife is Dr. Stacy. She's also Dr. Mom, Dr. Wife. Like, you got to put some respect on their name.
That's right.
Yes, definitely. And she's my little sister. We're also proud of her. Latina nurse. Turned CRNA, so we're so proud.
That's amazing. I love it. I believe that I know that the percentage of like Latino women who have a master's degree is like only 2%. So I can imagine that a PhD is even smaller. So that is such an amazing thing. Congratulations to her.
Thank you.
Congratulations to her. She should be so proud. And congratulations to your entire family. I know that that's an exciting thing to brag on your family member about, and you should. And enjoy the moment with her. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for sharing that little victory.
No problem. Take care. Bye.
Bye. There's some other ones, but we got to go. Shout out to our friend Consuelo in Melrose Park. She's back selling at Allstate Arena when they do the flea market on the weekend.
Amazing.
Grandma Debbie is here spending time with her grandson in Chicago. We hope to see Grandma Debbie while she's here.
Also a great victory.
Gloria, Chris, everybody. Oh, Aiden is turning 10 today.
Happy birthday, Aiden.
We got to go. Stick around for Letty B and another chance at Lala Ticket Tag at 11 o'clock.